Skagway Panthers bring in the heat in the second half. Well, they're going to have to if they're going to come back from this deficit. I don't even think that's something that Coach Jessica Calise is looking for right now. She's looking for improvement game after game. And going, they're a tough squad. They've got senior leadership. They're going to be good this year. And, in fact, they're ranked number 4 in the state right now. They're just good. Quality basketball in Division 4. So, which is Skagway's division. This is Division. It is the Angoon Eagles tip-off tournament. Earlier today, Thorne Bay was defeated by Juno in a close game. And then in the boys' games, right after that, Coffin Cove came out. Thorne Bay had a tough day. Coffin Cove looked good. Looked aggressive. It looked good. So, Thorne Bay is going to play at 12 o'clock tomorrow against the loser of this game. The winner of this game will be in the championship of the Angoon Tip-Off Tournament at 3:30. And as it stands right now, it looks like it's going to be Angoon versus the Juno. Buckled by Jacob Squat. Unless a comeback is in the making. Could it be a comeback in the making? We'll know here in just a couple. 38-9, the score, and second half action begins. Weber over to Jensen. Jensen into the top of the key, over to Whitehead. Whitehead wants to work it down into the heat of the defense. Instead, throws it out top. Gets it taken away by Kukish. Kukish length of the court, and Angoon strikes first at the second half. 40-9. First get away, breaks the ball up. Picks up a dribble at the top of the circle. And is picked off in her attempt to go cross court. Picked off by Patricia O'Brien. Down the court, missed her layup, but Angoon retained possession of the ball. Another shot put up. Whitehead came down with the ball on the rebound and then was tied up. No, she was fouled after the rebound. It's going to be Skagway ball. And that's something that we've seen out of Angoon. They're an aggressive style of play, and they like fouling. Now, I don't know if they like it so much, but they do. We hope they like it if they do. With the ball, she brings it up into the teeth of the defense. Over to Whitehead, launches up an 18-footer, off the rim, off the backboard, and in. Whitehead showing signs of that jumper. We love it. She's got a strong interior game, and then she can step out and hit that ball. Turns the ball over. Madison Cox picks it off, and it was a little too high. Elizabeth O'Brien able to sneak in and tip it away. He's been working the ball down to the baseline. 15 footer put up by the other O'Brien. Ball almost out of bounds, but saved by Kukish, an athletic play. Kukish looks into O'Brien and off the glass and in. Kukish to O'Brien is a tough matchup for Skagway. They've got nothing. Turnover on the court. Angoon has the ball, races up the court. And the layup is good by Kendra George. 44-11 with 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Whitehead has the ball for Skagway. Down on the baseline to Selmer. She wants to work it into the interior to Weber. Ball taken away by Angoon. Taken right back by Summer. Taken right back by Angoon. Kukish. Ooh. O'Brien. But O'Brien misses this time. Both O'Briens up for Elizabeth and Patricia. Minutes, 42 seconds left. 44-11. Four. Skagway has the ball. Shot up by Whitehead. Missed. She was fouled in the action. Going to go to the line for two. Oh, Whitehead. Tone the free throw. Crowd goes quiet. Nice crowd. his first shot up, and just off the front of the rim, no good. You know, the Skagway Panthers basketball team's got to be pretty tired. Travel was pretty intense. I was able to travel with the team, but we left at 10:30 Wednesday evening, and we just got in this afternoon. Not a whole lot of sleep for these kids, and I don't think it's showing. You know, I think they're persevering. They're pushing right through it. I think they're up against a pretty stacked Angoon team. But that goes to show the resiliency of the Skagway Panther basketball squad. Angoon working the ball, as they do. They really move the ball. They move. They pick. They weave. They shoot a lot. This shot by O'Brien off the rim, and Skagway. Weber gets the ball. Good job. Off the ball, dribbling with the right hand for Michaela. Over on the left-hand side, the Whitehead. Whitehead trying to force it down low to Selmer. Knocked away, but Skagway retains possession of the ball and turns it over. Angoon capitalizes quickly with a half-court pass to Kukic for the layup. Figures the leading scorer in the game. With 16. And O'Brien steals the ball underneath. She's dribbling with the right hand. Gets it over to Kukish for an 18-foot jumper. Good. 48-11 now the score with 4 minutes 28 seconds left. Jensen pass into the interior for Skagway off the mark. And Kuhn recovers. Kukish down low again to Dixie George. Dixie George misses. Brought down by Selmer. She's trying to rip it out of Dixie George's hand. Dixie George, much taller than Selmer. And we're going to have a jump ball situation. That's narrow to Angoon. You know, inbound underneath Skagway's basket. Gets it over to Kukish. Kukish with a jumper off the front of the rim. No, O'Brien rebound in for O'Brien with about the five-footer. And what she did there was beautiful. She did not take the ball down. As a big, you got to learn how to do that. She kept that ball up high. She never brought it down to allow Skagway's hands to get in and interrupt that jump shot. And she just kept it up high and put it right back in, and that was a beautiful flight. You can tell she's well-coached. It will be Skagway's ball. I'm thinking back to 50 seconds left to play in the third period. 50-11 the score, and going up over Skagway. Weber gets underneath the Whitehead. Whitehead, hard to handle that pass, and she was triple-teamed. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be basketball. Trisha O'Brien brings the ball up. O'Brien looks into the middle of the key, gets it over to her sister, O'Brien. Elizabeth launches it. No good. Brought down by Jensen. Jensen's going to bring the ball right to left on the right-hand side of the court. Over to Madison Cox. Madison Cox works it a little bit. Back over to Jensen. And over to Selmer. Selmer having a hard time handling the pass. Ball picked up by Kukish. Kukish gets it over to Cora Sibley for her first shot. Missed. Out of bounds. Off Skagway. Lubin moves ball. Quick inbound. Over to O'Brien. O'Brien's jump shot up and in. 52-11. Over Skagway. 3 minutes. 6 seconds left to go. The third goal. Ball right inside of the court. Gets it down low to Al Weber, who's going to take it to the hole. Block. Rebound fought for. Brought down by Jensen. Jensen back over to Cox. Cox foul. That was Patricia O'Brien trying to go in and scramble for that loose ball, but creates the foul. However, not in the bonus yet, and so Skagway inbounds and turns it over to Angoon. Kukish brings the ball up. This to one O'Brien, to the next O'Brien, and in. Kukish, O'Brien, O'Brien, a deadly combination for Angoon tonight. 54-11. Yeah, we bring the ball up. Pass to Selmer on the left-hand side of the court. Pass the three-point line a little too strong and out of bounds. And ball. To O'Brien. I'll bring the ball up for Angoon. No hurry to attack this 2-3 zone by Skagway. Skagway is pretty much just going to stay in that 2-3 zone all night long, and a 3-point bomb put up by Patricia O'Brien, and that is how to attack a zone right at the top of the key, and good. Whitehead brings the ball back up for Skagway. Gets it over to Selmer. She's trying to work down low, turns the ball over, and deals the ball right back over to Kayla White. Crosscourt pass now to Jensen. Jensen's shot just a little too high. Whitehead fights her own player for the ball. Gets it back out to Jensen, over to Cox. Cox is going to launch up a 15-footer, nothing but the bottom of the net. That is a Cox with the jump shot. 15-57 to 13, up the score. Angry over this guy. 2 minutes to go in the third period. Quarter. That was a quarter. It is O'Brien with an 18-footer and another score for Angoon, 59-13 to score. 1:46 now left on the clock here in the third quarter. Al Weber gets the ball in the interior, goes to drive toward the hoop, dribbles it off of the Angoon knee. Massive substitutions for both squads now. Michael Larman in the game, as is Danen Teela. McKenna Rao. As Elwa. Jensen shot. Misses everything. Angoon has the ball. Of course, Sidley. Puts the ball over to the side. Turn it over. Who's there? Mocha Larva. Brings the ball up the court. Picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Al Weber. Over to Jensen. Over to Teela. Down inside. To Weber. Turned over by Skagway. And Angoon's pressing. They're pushing the ball up the court. Block shot. Al Weber with a block shot on Cora Sidney. Out of bounds off of Skagway. Will remain Angoon basketball. 59-13 with a minute 5 left to go here in the third quarter. A quick jumper after the inbounds pass by Hilda Mendenhall. Misses everything. Well, doesn't miss everything. It hits the back of the rim and off the backboard. And the fight for the rebound is going to be Skagway ball after a foul call on Angoon. 5 fouls now for Angoon. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Jensen brings the ball up the court. He looks, gets the ball down to Weber. Weber's got the ball back out to Jensen. Jensen wants to shoot. She's got 47 seconds. No rush. Gets one up off the glass. Just off the front of the rim. Out of bounds. After the fight for the rebound, is going to stay Skagway basketball with 43 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Al Weber to inbound the ball. Gets it over to Larman. Larman wants to bring it back out. High pass to Danen Teela. Teela has the ball. Gets it back over to the point guard, Jensen. Jensen wants to build her way into the lane. Gets it over to Rao. Rao with a shot. No good. Ball out of bounds. Off of Angoon, a little remain. Denver basketball. Al Weber with the ball. Jensen bringing it into the teeth of the defense. Launches up a 12-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Forrest Sibley. We pass over the side to Jamestown. Sorry, that was Ivanette Johnson. Ivanette Johnson. Ball goes back over to Skagway after a turnover. Has the ball. Tries to get over to Teela. Teela down to Weber. Weber fighting for the ball. And picked up by Angoon. Angoon's got numbers if they try. 3-on-2 fast break. No, they pull it back out. Over the corner to Jamestown. Jamestown trying to get a shot up. Blocked twice by Jensen. It will be Angoon basketball. 59-13 with 8 seconds left to go in the quarter. Angoon with the ball, inbounds underneath their own basket, shot up and missed by Johnson. Ball comes down to Skagway. They've got 2 seconds. Try to launch up a three-quarter court shot, but no avail. And the score will remain 59-13 at the end of three. Well, Angoon certainly asserting themselves offensively and defensively in this game, holding Skagway to... not a bad output for the Skagway offense, 13. I think their high for the season so far is 19, so they're playing pretty well offensively. But, wow, this Angoon team can score buckets in a hurry. And not just with their starting five. They're deep. They're athletic. And they're strong. They've got size. They've got a terrific point guard. And it's no wonder they're in the top of their division throughout the state of Alaska. 59-13 is the score. We'll have a basketball here. On the girls' side, and about 20 minutes or half an hour after the girls finish, it will be the boys. Start time somewhere around 8:45.